Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope everyone is staying dry on today. It actually was raining in San Diego and I thank God for the rain. Just a little drizzles here and there, but we will take it. We'll take every little bit of water we can get. So thank you, Lord. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. We pray, Lord, for the families that were affected today by those bus accidents in Tennessee where at least three lives were lost. Lord, we pray for the families that are having to endure this tragedy, Lord. We send prayers to them of comfort and healing. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. We pray for everyone that is listening, Lord, that you continue to touch our hearts and our minds, Lord. Keep our minds, Lord, in such a time as this, our minds are under attack. Our emotions are under attack. But Lord, we have your spirit. And we just pray, Lord, that you help us to go to you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to the book of John, John chapter 8, and we are going to read verse 31 and 32. It reads, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth shall make you free. You know, I often hear that verse quoted and people always say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. There's such a difference in the word set and make. And the Bible says the truth shall make you free. So let's look at verse 31 first. And what Jesus is saying here, he says, if you continue in my word, if ye abide in my word. That word continue is really the word abide there. Abide in my word means if you obey, if you observe my word, if you stick to it, if you act in accordance with my word, if you uphold it, respect it, conform to it, ye are my disciples indeed. And so it's saying you gotta really get this thing. You got to really take my word and you got to really follow it and adhere to it. Then we will be called the disciples of God. And I know sometimes it's difficult in this human flesh, this tug of war we got going on in our minds. You know, Paul says, every time I want to do good, evil is always present. We got a war going on in our members. Wanting to do it our own way, wanting to follow our own way, the ways of the flesh, and our spirit is saying, no, let's go the way of the spirit. And it is a fight daily, moment to moment, on what we will adhere to. But this scripture is saying, if you abide in my word, then are we called the disciples of God. We are called the followers of Jesus Christ, the believers, which means that we are students of the word. In Timothy, it talks about study to show thyself approved, a workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which means we got to get off in this word. Dig through it. Cross-reference scriptures. We really got to get into it. You know, my daughter, you know, she tells me sometimes, she's like, oh, mommy, you listen to like the Bible stuff like every day. I listen to it in my car. I listen to Christian radio. I listen to Bible on CD. Yeah, I watch it on TV. I'm reading my word. I'm in a mode right now. You know what? You're not always in this mode because there were many years I wasn't. But I'm in this mode right now. God has given me this opportunity and I'm trying to soak it up. But I'm going to tell you, I'm being fought every moment doing this. What should I do? What should I do about money? Should I do this? Should I do that? But, you know, being bombarded with thoughts, ideas of my own. And I'm sure the tantalizing whispers of the enemy constantly. But I do it to feed my spirit, because when the time comes, and there's times come, you know, frequently sometimes they come every now and then, when you got to make a decision, or you got to decide what to do about certain things, or you're being attacked by something, or you're having to just really, really hear from God, you got to be able to call that word. You got to call that word out. And when we abide in God's word, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ, which also means that we are under his authority. We are submitted to Jesus. Let's look at verse 32. And ye shall know the truth. So if you abide in the word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is the building block. The building blocks for freedom. When you are building truth, when you are a truth vessel, you speak the truth, you walk in the truth, you live the truth, you are an edifice that is free, a building. We are the house of the Spirit of God. And in this house, we need to have truth dwelling in this house, and abiding in God's word, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free, make us, establish us, build us, put us together. And building this building where we are housing the Spirit of God, it needs to be full of truth, because lies dismantle. They take apart, they break down and strip down the building of truth. And it's a constant battle between what is true and what is a lie. We live in a world that is constantly presenting truth as if it is some sort of, it's objective. It's not absolute. It's, you know, my truth and your truth and what's reasonable and all these other things, which is not truth. Truth stands on its own. And so lies dismantle the truth. They break a building down. So if it says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, it shall put together. We shall be put together. We shall be established, because without it, we're falling apart. So if you have situations going on in your life, you have to be honest. I remember one time I was going through some things and I sat down to write, and I was writing in a journal, and I said, you know, I'm gonna write down, do I want to know the truth? And you know, and I may have shared this before, and I wrote down no. Do you know what? Because at that moment, I could not accept the truth. I would not accept the truth of my situation, because truth brings responsibility. And to accept truth means you have to walk in it. You have to make decisions, and you need to abide in the truth. You need to adhere to it and stick to it. And that means you got to do something. And a lot of times we don't know, we don't want to know the truth or accept or acknowledge the truth, because it calls for action. But the Bible says that if you abide in the word, you are my disciples indeed. We are Christ's disciples indeed, and we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Be free today, and the way to be free is to walk in the truth. God bless you. Talk to you on tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.